Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. I hope you are doing good. The summer is slowly coming to an end, and I just can't believe how fast it has been flying by. I feel like for a while, COVID time was like years, you know, every day felt like a month. But this summertime, I think with everything opening up again and just the weather and all of these great things, I feel like time is just flying by. I hope that you have been able to enjoy yourself. I hope that you've had some time off, some time to disconnect. And if not, maybe just moments to yourself in the past few months, the past few weeks. So today we are going to talk about another myth debunking. So after doing the vegetable episode a few weeks ago, so if you haven't listened to the episode on vegetables and debunking a few myths on veggies, I've posted on Instagram, what type of other myths have you heard? And I get so many responses. So I would love to start doing these episodes maybe monthly to debunk different food facts and things like that. So if you want to submit any type of myths that you've heard around food or bodies, go ahead and send me a DM on my Instagram. So my Instagram is at the.balance.dietitian, and you can just send me a quick DM. Let me know, like, here's the food myth I hear most often. Can you please debunk it? And I'll be really happy to do future episodes on that myth. I think there's a lot of BS out there in terms of nutrition, so it's always great to just kind of ground ourselves in some truth for a little bit. Before I get started on this podcast episode, I do have an announcement for you. I will be hosting a free class next week on August 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and I would love to invite you to come. So next week, I'm going to do a free class on guilt-free eating. So actually, the name of the class is How to Eat Guilt-Free Without Fearing the Loss of Control. And this comes from a lot of my clients and program participants who, when we first learn about, you know, unconditional permission to eat and allowing ourselves all food, there is this pretty big fear of losing control about food. And a lot of this comes from the fact that we haven't allowed ourselves to trust ourselves, right? Like, we have been taught that we can't trust ourselves, actually. We've been taught by diet culture that without rules, without restrictions, we will go all out, we'll eat all the things. And some of us may actually have experience of this. So this webinar is for you, or this free class is for you, if you want to learn more about how to start the process of healing your relationship with food, my step-by-step method, like how I take you from point A to point Z to like total food freedom and feeling good in your body. And if you are in a space where you're like, okay, I'm ready to reconnect with food and my body, I'm ready to stop thinking about food all day long, and I want to be able to enjoy ice cream with my loved ones without having to like count points and calories and having to make up for it, or just like not having to feel bad about it, right? Like, one of my clients was saying, like, I want to be able to wake up every morning and just choose what I want to eat, and not based on what I eat yesterday, based on what I want to have today. So if that's you, if that sounds like you, this class is for you and it is free. So you can join us by going to www.thebalancepractice.com/signup. So the link will be in the show note as well. So you can just go quickly click there and then come back to this episode. All right, so today's myth is going to be about carbohydrates. So our friends, the carbs. So I was not surprised that when I asked on Instagram any types of myths that you've heard around food, carbs came up the winner, right? Nowadays, with diet culture, we probably all have heard messages around carbs being bad, right? They've been demonized and criticized. They've been blamed for so many health issues. And if you are a human living on planet Earth, you've probably heard of the keto diet and the paleo diet and Atkins diet and low-carb diets and all these new diets that are very carb restrictive. So today I want us to debunk carbs by first talking about what are carbs and explaining why our body needs them and why they're not bad for us and how we can include them in our diet in a way that is helpful and healthful. All right, so carbohydrates are a macronutrients. So macronutrients are nutrients that our body needs in larger quantities. So we have protein, carbs, and fat that are our three macronutrients. So carbohydrates are necessary for our body. We need carbs, and our body loves carbs. So not only are they necessary, but they are our body's preferred source of fuel. So at any time and place, our body will always choose carbs as its primary source of fuel over anything else, right? But carbohydrates are easily turned into glucose that our body can use right away. And we love that. That is a good thing, right? And we need quite a bit of carbs. So our brain alone needs 150 grams of glucose per day to perform at its minimal function. So just a function, just to stay alive and well, our brain needs 150 grams. That is like 10 slices of bread that just our brain needs. And that's not even counting, taking into account all the other organs, right? So we need quite a bit of carbs to thrive, not just survive, but thrive, right? Our body will be able to use carbs really effectively as energy. And you may ask, well, what happens to my body if I have too much carbs, right? Like too much carbs, not good. Well, our body is easily able to put them into glycogen stores, which we find in our muscles and our liver. So our muscles and our liver will take on that extra energy for future use, which is actually pretty cool, especially when we think of like athletes and being able to hold energy in our muscle. Freaking wonderful. It's really cool. So again, we do need quite a bit of carbs. And most of us will need between 45 and 65% of our daily intake coming from carbs, right? And obviously this recommendation will be individualized on the person based on a bunch of different things. But again, saying that our body loves and needs carbs. All right. I'm just stopping this episode to tell you about the free class that is happening next week. I would be so honored to connect with you at this class and to teach you about guilt-free nutrition. So this class is all about learning how to eat guilt-free without feeling like we're losing control around food or feeling out of control and without obsessing around food. This class will be 1 hour during the lunch hours at 12 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, and we will go through my best strategies to get you from a place where maybe food is really difficult, there's a lot of guilt surrounding it, maybe a lot of confusion around food, to a place where we can have that food freedom, right? Allowing ourselves to eat foods and not feel guilty, not obsess around food, not thinking every morning like, oh wait, what can I eat this morning based on what I ate yesterday? Like really being able to just connect to what you need in that moment, but also having the knowledge on, cool, what does my body need? Like if health for me is important, like how can I include nutrition through this in a way that's taking care of myself instead of shaming myself? So if you are interested in joining this free class, you can go to www.thebalancepractice.com/signup or you can go to the link in the show note. I'd be so happy to connect with you. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to DM me on Instagram at The Balanced Dietitian. All right, let's get back to the show. I also wanted to add, when we look at the nutrition science, which is something as dietitians we do often, right? Like, we have been taught to look at the research to understand our body at a cellular level. And things that we don't talk enough about is that because our body loves carbs and glucose and needs that energy to really thrive, when we avoid eating carbs or if we don't have enough carbs, your body will transform different other nutrients into carbs, right? Protein can be turned into carbs. Fat can be turned into carbs. We have systems in our body, glucogenesis, that will literally create glucose to be able to function, right? Like, our body craves that. We need that. So all of this to say that the myth around not needing carbs is a myth and is part of diet culture. And our body loves carbs, right? So if you're someone who maybe was trying to restrict carbs and you find yourself always craving carbs, that is literally just your body functioning well. It makes sense. It makes sense that your body loves carbs. It makes sense that you're craving carbs, especially if you restrict it. But just in general, like, that's what our body loves and needs to be able to function properly. So let's just keep that in mind. Now, I do want to touch really fast on, like, those carbohydrate myths. So a few that came up were that carbohydrates are bad for our health. So this is a myth. Carbohydrates are not bad for our health. They are, again, a macronutrient that our body will utilize as fuel, right? We're able to use it. And also carbohydrates, like, they also have a lot of other micronutrients, right? When we think of all our fruits, our vegetables, our beans, legumes, our whole grains, they all have a ton of other nutrients in them as well that are so great for our bodies too, right? So no, carbs are not bad for our health. And again, there is no one food in this world that will make you unhealthy. I know this is very controversial, but it's true, right? Like, me eating a donut does not make me unhealthy. Me eating 300 donuts every day for the rest of my life, all right, probably gonna have some deficiencies there, right? Probably not gonna be as healthy. But it's not the one food, right? It's the behaviors that we do over time. So carbohydrates are not unhealthy. Eating carbs is necessary and our body loves it, right? Now, there are different types of carbs, right? When we think of a carbohydrate, carbs are made of three different things. They're made of sugar, starch, and fiber. So we'll have different foods that are higher in all these different categories, right? Our goal is to have a balance of all of them, including fiber. Here, Canadians and Canada, obviously, we're not too good at having all our fiber. So, like, those are things that we can look for and add, and, like, it's great for our gut and all these things. But also, like, the myth around carbs being unhealthy, carbs also include all our fiber, and people who avoid carbs have very low fiber diets that can lead to microbiome imbalances, right? Which is ultimately not very great for us, right? We want to have a healthy gut. We want our gut to be healthy. I mean, if health is important to you, like, those are things that we look for, right? Having, like, healthy poops and, like, bowel movements, like, those are all really, really great things that carbs can help us with. Now, another big thing that I hear often is carbohydrate leads to weight gain. So there's not just one thing that would necessarily just lead to weight gain, and carbohydrate does not lead to weight gain, right? You can eat carbohydrate. It's part of a balanced meal. It's part of your nutrition, and you may not gain weight. Now, on the subject of gaining weight, I have quite a few episodes on it. If weight gain is something that is triggering for you, please go listen to the episode on, like, coping with weight gain and understanding weight gain, because gaining weight is not a bad thing, but blaming, like, one particular food for it is just wrong, right? Like, there's so many reasons why people gain weight, and, like, eating carbohydrate, your body's preferred source of fuel, is not one of them. If anything, avoiding it, restricting it, and then falling into the diet cycle is a better predictor of weight gain than eating carbs. So for the last part of this episode, I just want to go through a few benefits of having carbohydrate in our diets and then a few cons of not having carbohydrates in our day. So a few benefits of having carbohydrate. Well, first of all, energy gives our body energy, right? When we are carb deprived, we're probably lower on energy, a little bit more grumpier and irritable. So giving our body energy is really awesome. It gives our body a variety of essential nutrients as well. So a bunch of different micronutrients that comes with the foods that are higher in carbs. It increases our concentration and focus. It supports our digestion and gut health. It decreases our cravings and food thoughts. It increases our meal satisfaction, and it allows our body to function at its best. So all these amazing benefits of eating carbohydrates. Now, what happens to your body when you don't eat carbs? Well, you have lower energy levels, lack of fiber, which leads to a lower gut microbiome diversity, can lead to constipation, decreased meal satisfaction, increased cravings and food thoughts, vitamin and mineral deficiencies, potential for low blood sugars, as well as mood swings and people being irritated. So that's one of the biggest things that people report when they are on those keto diets or low carb diets is just their mood being very, very low, right? So I hope this episode was helpful for you to just start to unpack a little bit more about carbohydrates and why we need carbohydrate, why they are not bad, and why we don't need to listen to diet culture and avoid them. Not only do you get to have carbs, you should have carbs. Your body needs carbs. Your body will be happier with carbs, right? So let's take this food rule out of the equation and enjoy yourself some carbs. And on that note, if you have any more questions, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram, again, at The Balanced Dietitian, and I'll be happy to connect with you. I know this is a big topic, so I'll be happy to connect. Now, before we go, again, just a reminder that Thursday, August 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be hosting a free class for you. In this class, we are going to talk about how to eat what you want without guilt, right? Because it's one thing to eat, example here, carbs, but then to not have this like high self-critic and like restricting voice in your head all day is a whole other story. So in this class, we're going to talk about how to eat guilt-free without losing control around food and without obsessing around food. So I hope you will join me live. I would be so excited to have you a part of this free class. You can go sign up at thebalancedpractice.com/signup. On that note, my friend, I hope you have a wonderful day and I'll see you next week.